Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess. There, in the beginning, episode 11. In the beginning, episode 1:1. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1. I trust that you're enjoying these episodes. So he says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. That is King James Version. Message says, first this: God created the heavens and the earth, all you see or you don't see. And then Amplified Classic says, in the beginning God prepared, formed, fashioned and created the heavens and the earth. And somebody says, is it necessary for you to read all these versions? Very, very necessary, because each version has a way of putting it. One is boiling it, one is grilling it, one is frying it. And if you have all three, then you can taste. It will be a tasty meal, isn't that? I hope I've not made you hungry this morning. Okay, so in the previous episode, I was talking about how the Tohu Bohu, the nothingness in Genesis 2 shows that God created everything out of nothing. And that also points out that before Genesis 1:1, there was nothing. Before Genesis 1:1, there was nothing. No angels were there. Only God was in the beginning. And that's why it says, in the beginning, God. Not angels, no nothing. No, nobody was there. Nothing, nothing. Tohobohu. Nothing, nothing. Very important. So, prophetess, why are you emphasizing that, you know, no angel was created before the sight? Doesn't mean anything. And I said, yes. Because this cuts Satan to size. Yes, it cuts Satan to size when you know that he wasn't there in the beginning and that he is also a created being. He is also a created being. It is so important if we're able to get this as a revelation, not just head knowledge, not a came in one ear, went through the other, or that you heard and that was all. This is something that you ought to play and play. Look at it very well. Check it out very well. Very important message that Satan is not from the beginning, or he wasn't there at the beginning. And that he was not in existence. He was not. He is somebody who was not in existence. He's a created being. And that makes us go to Ezekiel. Let's go to Ezekiel and look at something there. Because Ezekiel talks about a king of Tyre, T-Y-R-E. But of course, the details he gives shows that he was not talking to the king of Tyre. It was a language. It was talking about, I know that there's a literal word for it, but I've forgotten. Later on, I'll get for you. But when you're talking about something, but you're not talking about that thing, you're talking about another thing. I know. I read literature. So I know that there is a word for it. A literal word for it. Okay? So in Ezekiel, we want to go to Ezekiel 28 and look at what was said about him. He says, thou hast been in the garden of God. So this was a lamentation for the king of Tyre, T-Y-R-E. He said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Was the king of Tyre in Eden? No. He was talking to the angel who was created, the anointed cherub, who later turned against God. Thou hast been in the garden of God, and every precious stone was thy covering. the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the bell, and the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day thou was created. Oh, hallelujah. In what? The day. There was a day that this angel, this cherub that covereth, who turned against God and became Lucifer, there was a day was created. Lucifer or Satan was once an angel, and there was a day he was created. He has a birthday, not in on this earth, but in the beginning when he was created. And that gives you confidence that when you are dealing with Satan, or dealing with the devil or devils, you are dealing with what? Created substance. You are dealing with what? Created what? Beings. You're dealing with something that has a beginning and that has an end. They are not Alpha and Omega. No, they have a beginning. They are created stuff. Oh, hallelujah. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.